Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, that was the brilliant Frame Shift on Radio Nova by The Null Club. And that brilliant EP is up now, just called The Null Club. And we're very, very lucky because we have Alan from Gillaband and now The Null Club on the line. How's it going, Alan?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, pleasure to have you. And you got a delicious white chocolate Easter egg, I heard today.
Yes, I did. It was very tasty.
Good stuff. This is the important stuff. The new EP is absolutely great. The Null Club is the name of the act and the EP. Three brilliant tracks. It kind of goes between sort of, I guess, kind of noise punk. There's a bit of like techno in there, a bit of experimental dance. There's hip hop in there. It's exhilarating. It's like disorienting. It's brilliant. How does it feel to have it out?
Thank you. It's nice to have it out. I guess I've been kind of working away on it for a while. So some of those tracks, like, you know, the starting point of them kind of go back to maybe like 2021 or something like that. It's nice to kind of finally have it out and lose it, as you know, lose any ownership over it or anything. It exists. It's cool. It's nice.
Yeah. So I think that people who know Gillaband will see maybe that it feels like it's in the extended universe of Gillaband, definitely. But it's obviously quite different. And one of the big things behind it is how rhythm led it feels. And I was wondering, was that the spark of the project? Was that a deliberate thing, or is that something that just evolved?
I'm not really sure exactly what the spark of the project was, but I definitely started buying a lot of older drum machines, and they would be the starting points of a lot of the tracks. So it would kind of make sense, I guess, that it would be quite rhythm led in that way. Yeah, because it was just like, oh, here's this drum machine, here's this loop that it's doing, and then just kind of riding around that. And so I feel like it was the equipment that I got. So some drum machines, some old synths, they were kind of like the starting points for a lot of the ideas.
So, you know, I came out of a band where everything was written together in a room, which I assume a lot of Gillaband stuff was as well. The thing I liked about doing stuff on my own was a sort of the challenge of it. Was that an aspect of this?
Possibly, yeah. I think learning how to use a DAW, you know what I mean? Learning how to like properly record, learning about synthesis, all that was it was a huge learning curve. And that in itself was challenging, but really, really fun. Kind of familiar in a way, because I've been around those things like a lot, but I just didn't really know how to use any of them. Like, I didn't know how to record anything or you know, anything like that. So spending time and learning that craft and understanding it more, not just the kind of understanding like, oh, this is what a compressor actually does, as opposed to just hearing that word for the last like 10 years or something. That kind of stuff was really maybe a little bit challenging in a good way. Yeah, just kind of learning about that was definitely inspiring for it, I think.
Yeah, but I think one of the things, I suppose, is more obvious in this is how kind of electronic and, you know, the aspects of hip-hop that's in there and all that kind of stuff. Was that like, oh, I've got a chance now to try some stuff that maybe doesn't really suit what I do in Gillaband normally? Or, you know, did it just fall in that way? Or was it like, maybe I'll try this?
I think maybe, you know, I think that it wasn't necessarily, oh, there's all these completely different influences that we've never used in Gillaband, so I get to like lean into them more heavily here. I feel like with some of the tracks that are on the Null Club EP, I think if you were to put Dara's vocals over it, it wouldn't sound like massively, like to my ear, it wouldn't sound massively different to what we've done or even like what we're doing right now. Like, we're working on a new record at the moment and it's all kind of in a similarish world in a way. It's just, I think compared to like, say, our like Gillaband's first record or earlier stuff or whatever, it feels very, very different from that. But I think kind of where we've going, it's a lot more kind of like soundscapey, and I don't know, I was kind of like, the way I was kind of using like recording like a drum loop in, I would like run that drum machine through all my guitar pedals and or use plugins like guitar effects and like turn them on and off and kind of, you know, just kind of approached it in that way. So I don't know, it kind of feels familiar to me. I think being able to lean more directly into it because of the nature of like, say, like for example, doing stuff with Elucid on Frame Shift, it's like, okay, cool, I can definitely lean a little bit more into heavy-handed vocal productions that are directly influenced by hip-hop, because here's literally an MC on the track, you know what I mean? Whereas, like, maybe doing that with Dars might feel a little corny or something like that. I don't know, but yeah, I'm not sure. To me, it always feels like in the same world. It's a similar approach in terms of like coming up with the rough ideas for the track and developing it out, and then it's what different vocalists or different, you know, instrumentalists are doing on top of it.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite tracks off it is Slip Angle. I've played it to people, and the reactions have been Jesus. Right up to like, that's amazing or whatever. There's, do you know what I mean? Like there's an elusiveness and a kind of a evasiveness to the track, which can be a bit distancing. But if you're in it, it's kind of intoxicating. It's fantastic. And we're going to play a little bit of it now. It's featuring Val from Mandy, Indiana. Yeah, that is Slip Angle there, featuring Val from Mandy, Indiana. That track, bringing the vocals in is such a big personality, you know, bringing a vocalist of that style in, it has such personality for the track. How do you find that collaboration with someone maybe, you know, who isn't, you know, in the practice room with you every week?
I think for each of the vocalists, it was kind of, you know, it was always a little surprising in terms of what you would get back in a way. But at the same time, I feel like all of them are quite distinct in their own style. So, if you know, with something like, say, with Val, it was like, I'm pretty sure she's going to do spoken word in French. That's what she does in Mandy, Indiana. I'd be surprised if it's something different. And it was that. And that was the kind of exactly what I had imagined. But it's still kind of surprising because it's like, oh, that's where you've landed on the bar, or that's where you've worked with that. Whereas, like, say, with the Faris track, the 14 Hours track, like, I was in the room with him, and we were coming up with, like, you know, he was coming up with the vocal ideas, but I was just kind of sitting there kind of, you know, like, oh, maybe that again, or, you know, gently pushing it in different directions, and then took all these different takes back and kind of made a melody out of that. So that felt maybe a little bit more familiar to being in the space and working with a vocalist in that way. But yeah, I don't know. It's just they all had such like strong styles that, you know, there was nothing that would come back and be like, whoa, really don't like that. You know, it was all kind of like, oh, that's kind of what I'd imagine it would be like. And then, you know what I mean? And then you can kind of just mess around with it from there.
I think the thing about the personality of the songs is that it's going to make you feel something. And how on what level do you want people to engage with it?
You know, I don't know. I don't know how much I really think about how people listen to it that much, to be honest. Like I think whenever I'm writing, I'm always just do I like this, and what do I want to hear the track do next? What do I think would be fun? Or if I make a mistake and that just opens up something new, like it's like, oh, cool, that's really exciting and that's really fun, let's go that way or that direction. That's always the way I've kind of followed the stuff, to the point that it's always, I always forget how abrasive and intense some of the stuff can be. It's not like I'm sitting there being like, oh, make it louder, you know what I mean? Like,
and that would be okay if you were. That would be okay too.
Yeah. But no, it's all very calm and, you know what I mean? It's loud. Like when I'm writing in the space or where we write, I always have it up fairly loud, but because I kind of just hear it in that kind of context. Like that Val track, I hear that as like a club track.
Yeah.
So it feels right to when I was working on it to have it being played loud, because it's like that's kind of how it should feel. But I think for me, like the way I listen to a lot of music is it's through my headphones and it's looking for that kind of like detail in the production and stuff like that. So that's how I would listen to it. It's like this song is there in a way, but it's like trying to like, I don't know, too, because like the songs are all kind of like, they're weird because they're not like verse chorus. So it's not like, okay, so it's the chorus, so we want that to be like the real hooky part, and how do we build up to make that the hooky part, which I love that kind of songwriting, but I'm not particularly, I can't really do that. I love the idea of there being like, oh, there's the essence of a song is in here, or the ghost of a song is in here, and it's how do we find that? And I just find that approach, it's challenging, but really it feels a lot more natural, or it just, for me, it's more natural. So it's always a case of like, oh, that's where that's going, and that's where that's going. So just follow that for a while until, yeah, that's too much of that, or
Yeah.
That should be way more intense, and you know what I mean?
I think
I kind of think about it like that way. So, I mean, how people pick it up is, you know, it's always interesting, but it's never intentional. It's like I was talking to somebody before recently in an interview, and he was saying that he felt really sick when he was listening to the track, and I was like, that certainly wasn't the intention, but like, you know, maybe it was. I don't know. You know.
Yeah. My 7-year-old listens to music real viscerally. And has real physical reactions to songs, and I put it on in the car for her to see what would happen, and you know, she was shouting at me with her hands over her ears, you know, within minutes.
Oh no.
But I was like, this is perfect, it's ideal. Look, it's brilliant, but I do think that the dynamics in the songs are really kind of they're just different to what you've done before, I think. So it does feel like that. It, you know, that's one of the things that does make it sound different. So you're playing the Workman's Club to launch the Null Club EP on the 2nd of May. Briefly, what can people expect from that show?
It's going to be like the first time I've done any of this live or ever been on stage by myself, like just myself. So it's going to be a little strange for me. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just taking those tracks as well as a lot of other stuff I've been working on and just reworking them live, you know, so as opposed to trying to replicate them exactly as they are, it's more like thinking about like, okay, how could I do this by myself and keep it interesting? So I'm going to have like a load of synths on stage and a load of guitar pedals, and I'll have guitar, and then I'll have a load of amps, just trying to try keep it live and keep it moving. But I think I'm definitely taking inspiration from more improvised techno sets, those kind of sets by artists like, I don't know, just like Shed or Surgeon or stuff like this, where it's, you know, you have like a couple of samples, but you're just kind of improvising and working that out. So yeah, this idea that like it would be like, you know, finish the track, like, thanks everyone, here's the next one. It's like, I can't do that.
Yeah, I get it.
So it's more just like, okay, here's like a long performance, and it starts and then it finishes, you know?
No, it's going to be really, really exciting. Well, look, Alan, thank you so much for chatting to us. Alan from the Null Club, we're talking to at the moment, and the new EP, The Null Club, is out now, and he's playing the Workman's Club on the 2nd of May. Thanks so much for chatting to us, and best of luck with everything.
Cheers, thanks so much for having us, Michael.
Yeah, let's play the final track on the EP. It's called 14 Hours, and it features Faris from The Horrors. This is Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.